सुधानन्दना ब्रज जन रञ्जना यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रञ्जन यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे जय राधा मदन मोहन राधा मदन मोहन राधे जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल नितय गौर हरि बोल जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद् जयंग्रेय श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की आनंद कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च നന്ദഗോപകുമാരായ ഗോവിന്ദായ നമോ നമഃ. ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ. വെൽക്കം ഓൾ ടു ടുഡേസ് മോർണിംഗ് ശ്രീമദ് ഭാഗവതം ക്ലാസ്. സോ വി ആർ റീഡിംഗ് ഫ്രം ഫിഫ്ത് കാൻറ്റോ ചാപ്റ്റർ 18, ചാപ്റ്റർ എൻടൈറ്റിൽ ദ റെസിഡൻസ് ഓഫ് ജംബുദ്വീപ് ഓഫർ പ്രേയേഴ്സ്. ആൻഡ് ടുഡേ വി ആർ ലുക്കിംഗ് അറ്റ് ടെക്സ്റ്റ് 19. We'll chant the word by word sloka. Striyo vratais tva rishikeshwaram swato hi aradhya loke patim ashasate anyam tasam na തേ വൈ പരിപാന്തി അപത്യം പ്രിയം ധനായുംസി യതോ അശ്വതന്ത്രാഃ. സ്ത്രിയോ വ്രതൈസ്ത്വാ ഋഷികേശ്വരം സ്വതോ ഹി ആരാധ്യ ലോകേ പതിം ആശാസതേന്യം താസാം നതേ വൈ പരിപാന്ത്യപത്യം പ്രിയം ധനായുംസി യതോ അശ്വതന്ത്രാഃ. സ്ത്രിയോ വ്രതൈസ്ത്വാ ഋഷികേശ്വരം സതോ ഹി ആരാധ്യ ലോകേ പതിം ആശാസതേന്യം താസാം നതേ വൈ പരിപാന്ത്യപത്യം പ്രിയം ധനായുംസി യതോ അശ്വതന്ത്രാഃ. സ്ത്രിയോ വ്രതൈസ്ത്വാ ഋഷികേശ്വരം സ്വതോ ഹി ആരാധ്യ ലോകേ പതിം ആശാസതേന്യം താസാം നതേ വൈ പരിപാന്ത്യപത്യം പ്രിയം ധനായുംസി യതോ അശ്വതന്ത്രാഃ. സ്ത്രിയോ വ്രതൈസ്ത്വാ ഋഷികേശ്വരം സ്വതോ ഹി ആരാധ്യ ലോകേ പതിം ആശാസതേന്യം താസാം നതേ വൈ പരിപാന്ത്യപത്യം പ്രിയം ധനായുംസി യതോ അശ്വതന്ത്രാഃ. സ്ത്രിയോ വ്രതൈസ്ത്വാ ഋഷികേശ്വരം സ്വതോ ഹി ആരാധ്യ ലോകേ പതിം ആശാസതേന്യം താസാം നതേ വൈ പരിപാന്ത്യപത്യം പ്രിയം ധനായുംസി യതോ അശ്വതന്ത്രാഃ. മാതാജി സ്ത്രിയോ വ്രതൈസ്ത്വാ ഋഷികേശ്വരം സ്വതോ ഹി ആരാധ്യ ലോകേ പതിം ആശാസതേന്യം താസാം നതേ വൈ പരിപാന്ത്യപത്യം പ്രിയം ധനായുംസി യതോ അശ്വതന്ത്രാഃ. സോ വട്ട് വട്ട് മീനിംഗ്? സ്ത്രീയ ഓൾ വുമൻ വ്രതൈ ബൈ ഒബ്സർവിംഗ് ഫാസ്റ്റ് ആൻഡ് അദർ വൗസ് त्वा यू ऋषिकेश्वरम द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड मास्टर ऑफ द सेंसेस स्वतः ऑफ योर ओन अकॉर्ड ही सर्टेनली आराध्य वर्शिपिंग लोके इन द वर्ल्ड पतिम अ हस्बैंड आशा सते आस्क फॉर अन्यम अनदर तासाम ऑफ ऑल दोज वुमेन न नॉट ते द हस्बैंड्स वै इंडीड परिपांति एबल टू प्रोटेक्ट अपत्यम द चिल्ड्रन प्रियम वेरी डियर धना द वेल्थ आयुंशी और द ड्यूरेशन ऑफ लाइफ यथा बिकॉज अश्वतंत्र डिपेंडेंट ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीश्वर प्रभुपाद की जय. माय डियर लॉर्ड, you are certainly the fully independent master of all the senses. Therefore, all women who worship you by strictly observing vows, because they wish to acquire a husband to satisfy their senses, are surely under illusion. They do not know that such a husband cannot actually give protection to them or their children, nor can he protect their wealth or duration of life, for he himself is dependent on time, fruitive results, and the modes of nature, which are all subordinate to you. Purport. In this verse, Lakshmi Devi Rama shows compassion toward women who worship the Lord for the benediction of possessing a good husband. Although such women desire to be happy with children, wealth, a long duration of life, and everything dear to them, they cannot possibly do so. In the material world, a so-called husband is dependent on the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are many examples of the woman whose husband, being dependent on the result of his own fruitive actions, cannot maintain his wife, her children, her wealth, or her duration of life. Therefore, factually, the only real husband of all women is Krishna, the Supreme Husband. Because the gopis were liberated souls, they understood this fact. Therefore, they rejected their material husbands and accepted Krishna as the real husband. Krishna is the real husband not only of the gopis but of every living entity. Everyone should perfectly understand that Krishna is the real husband of all living entities, who is described in Bhagavad Gita as Prakriti, female, not Purusha, male. In Bhagavad Gita 10.12, only Krishna is addressed as Purusha. Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan Purusham Shashvatam Divyam Adi Devam Ajam Vibhum. You are the Supreme Brahman, the ultimate, the supreme abode and the purifier, the absolute truth and the eternal divine person. You are the primal Lord, transcendental and original, and you are the unborn and all-pervading beauty. Krishna is the original Purusha and the living entities are Prakriti. Thus, Krishna is the enjoyer and all living entities are meant to be enjoyed by him. Therefore, any woman who seeks the material husband for her protection, or any man who desires to become the husband of a woman, is under illusion. To become a husband means to maintain a wife and children nicely by supplying wealth and security. However, a material husband cannot possibly do this, for he is dependent on his karma. Karmana deva naitrena. His circumstances are determined by his past fruitive activities. Therefore, if one proudly thinks he can protect his wife, he is under illusion. Krishna is the only husband, and therefore the relationship between a husband and wife in this material world cannot be absolute. Because we have the desire to marry, Krishna mercifully allows the so-called husband to possess a wife, and the wife to possess a so-called husband for mutual satisfaction. In the Ishopanishad it is said, Tena Tyaktena Bunjita. The Lord provides everyone with his quota. Actually, however, every living entity is Prakriti or female, and Krishna is the only husband. Ekale Ishwara Krishna Ara Sabha Bhritya Yare Yeche Nachaye Se Taiche Kare Nitya. Krishna is the original master or husband of everyone, and all other living entities, having taken the form of so-called husbands or wives, are dancing according to his desire. A so-called husband may unite with his wife for sense gratification, but his senses are conducted by Rishikesha, the master of senses, who is therefore the actual husband. Jai Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Shriman Gaurang Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So we welcome all to today's morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. So we are discussing this fifth canto, which is mostly dealing with the cosmology. And in this section, basically, as yesterday Gaurang Darshan Prabhu was nicely describing, he's talking about the prayers by Lakshmi Devi to Kamadev, one of the form of Lord Vishnu. So we see that this cosmological topic is going on, but there are so many prayers that are coming up in between. So why are these prayers coming up in Srimad Bhagavatam? If we see, there are about 300 plus chapters in Srimad Bhagavatam, and that more than 20% of content is actually about as prayers of different personalities, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why is it? Because prayers are like hotline. It's like hotline connection to access the grace of the Lord. So if we want to access the grace, so we have this hotline number. Sometimes we see different, you know, different vendors, they provide this hotline number. If we have some issues, we just dial that number, immediately we'll get connected to some person who can solve our issue. Similarly, in this material world, so if we want to connect with that Supreme, so these prayers are like hotline which will give us access to the grace of the Lord. And the way, in which attitude we should actually pray to the Supreme Lord? In the mood of humility. So the attitude should be, we go in a humble mood and pray to the Lord, you know, express ourselves as being a very insignificant person, relinquishing our identity. We just go in front of him and pray to the Lord, and with love and devotion we offer our prayers. So someone said that prayers are like key of the day and lock of the night. So early morning we get up, we start our day with prayers. So that opens up the entire activity that we are going to do throughout the day. So it sets up the mood for the activity that we are going to perform. So it's like a key. We are opening the grace of the Lord to accept that grace. And then it's a lock of the night. So before going to bed, we again thank the Lord for whatever has happened so that His grace continues the next day. It's not that today we are fine, so tomorrow we don't need His grace. Today everything went fine, so we don't need, it's not like that. So we need grace. So prayers are actually like, they are not like stepney. The car, we have a stepney, extra wheel. It's not like that. Prayers are like the steering. So the steering is the main thing which is actually going to take us forward. So similarly, prayers are like the steering which will help us to go forward, to get the access of the grace of the Supreme Lord. So that's why when we are offering the prayers to the Supreme Lord, it's not just the words, it's also the emotions. Even if we don't have words, if we have right emotions, that we go and stand in front of the Lord, then Lord is actually waiting. Now somebody in one of the class said that Lord is standing there whole day and night, and He is looking for someone who will come in front of Him and start shedding some drop of tears in front of Him. So He's just waiting for that. Oh, someone will come and offer their heartfelt prayers. And then He is ready to give His grace, His mercy. So that's why we see in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are so many prayers. And what are these prayers actually? So these prayers are actually emphasizing the consciousness of particular individuals. So many actions are going on, suddenly in between there is a prayer, in middle of certain actions. Why? What is the consciousness of that individual? So in the movies we see, you know, so many things are going on, and suddenly in between there is some in particular scene, there is a slow motion that is happening. Why is that slow motion? The slow motion is actually to show us the real details of, because that's an important part of that movie. So they take us to a slow motion so that we can understand what is actually happening in that particular scene, which is a critical part of that movie. The slow motion, and they may repeat also many times. So similarly, in Srimad Bhagavatam, we see so many prayers. These are like those slow motion actions of a movie, which are actually revealing the consciousness of a person. What kind of consciousness? Even though he is in such a middle of a catastrophe, but what is this going on in his mind? He is thinking of taking shelter of Supreme Lord. He is thinking of accessing the grace of the Supreme Lord. So that's how these prayers are so. So it reveals the consciousness of the individual. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are different prayers by different individuals according to their time, place and circumstances. So Lakshmi Devi, in this particular prayer, she is actually praying for all the wives of this material, why they are futilely going and taking shelter of someone who is not going to protect their anything. So the real husband is actually Supreme Lord Krishna. So why don't they go to Krishna? Instead of going to Krishna, why they are trying to take shelter of someone who is also mortal? So out of compassion for these women, she is actually saying that every woman should actually approach you, oh my dear Lord, because you are the real husband. So that's what she is mentioning here. Because we see in many places in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned in 1st Canto, 13th chapter, where, you know, when Dhritarashtra left home and Yudhishthira Maharaj was lamenting, oh, my uncle has left, my aunt has left, it's because of me they have left home, they couldn't stay peacefully here. So that he was lamenting. At that time, Narad Muni comes and he is advising Yudhishthira Maharaj. He was specifying Yudhishthira Maharaj. At that time, he says that, Kala karma gunadi no deho yam pancha bhautika katam anyamstu gopaya sarpo grasta yata param. He said, everyone in this material world is actually affected by Kala karma and guna. And because they are entrapped, encaged in this body which is made of five elements. So, How are they going to protect anyone? So you think that you are the protector of Dhritarashtra. Actually, you are not. You are also under the subjugation of this Kala, Karma and Guna. Everyone is actually under this serpent of Kala. So you can't protect anyone. So he advises them that we can't protect anyone. So you just be rest assured that Krishna is always protecting everyone. So he is taking care of your uncle and aunt. So you don't worry about him. That's what, you know, Narada Muni preaches to Yudhishthira Maharaj. And similarly, he also preaches to Prachina Parishad in 4th canto, 29th chapter. He says that just as a caterpillar, he gives an analogy to explain this. He says just as a caterpillar moves from one leaf to another leaf, before he finds that his front leg which is on the leaf is firmly fixed, he doesn't take out the hind leg. So he makes sure that he is firmly fixed on the front leaf and then only takes his hind legs. So similarly, he says that we living entities are moving from one body to another and because of our own fruitive activities, because of our own karma. And why? Because we have so many desires within our heart. Our mind is like a reservoir of all desires. And we have so much desires to fulfill, that is why we are moving on from one body to another, just as a caterpillar is moving from one leaf to another. So he is saying that basically we ourselves are trapped in this material world. So basically what Lakshmi Devi is actually advising the women is that women or men, whoever, basically that you don't go take resort to someone who is temporary, someone who is mortal. No, deha patya kalatradishu atma sainya sashatsapi. Tesham pramatto nidanam pashyanapi na pashyati. So everyone sees that these things are happening, that nobody can protect us, whether it's this body or the wife or husband or children. Nobody can. Our own soldiers can't protect anyone. So how is it that everyone is still going and taking shelter of these temporary soldiers of this material world? So that's what it's mentioned. So even, you know, so that's why she is saying that everyone must take shelter of the Supreme Lord. But, you know, the problem is everyone is actually choosing different types of shelter according to their knowledge. They think that, okay, this person can protect me, this husband can protect me, this wife can protect me, this mother, this father can protect me. So this is how they are going on taking shelter of different people, but actually nobody can protect, and they get disappointed. Oh, this has happened to me, why? Because we have taken wrong shelter. So Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, they were actually the doorkeepers of Vaikuntha, Lord Vishnu. And they have never seen death. Hiranyakashipu, they have never seen death. But when they got the body of this Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu was scheming, he was thinking that, oh, now I have to face death. I have never seen before death. Now I have to face this death. So he was thinking how to get rid of this death. So he thought, let me go and take shelter of Lord Brahma. Let me do tapasya and please him and get immortality. So he went, he did very severe tapasya. No one has done this before. So it is mentioned that he could not even breathe because his lungs were eaten. He could not think because his brains were eaten. So nothing was there, only his rib cage was there, and he was just meditating and he was doing tapasya, and then Brahma became satisfied, he came, he asked that, please give me immortality. He said, I myself is not immortal, so how can I give you this? So this is how he tried to take shelter of someone who is temporary, and finally he used his intelligence in a different way to get this immortality, but eventually he was defeated. He has to meet his fate. So this so Prabhupada writes in one of the purport that whole materialistic advancement of human civilization is like the decoration of a dead body. Everyone is as a dead body flapping only for a few days. Just like that the rainy season, the monsoon insect that comes, it just stays for one day, one evening, that's it. It's flying all over the atmosphere and suddenly we see wings are fallen and then it's struggling for life and it dies. So similarly, he's saying that this material world, all the living entities are like flapping only for a few days. And yet, all energy of human life is being wasted in decoration of this dead body. And we are trying to see how we can maintain this body very nicely, continue our life. So persons devoid of knowledge of Atma Tattva are misguided, but those who are devotees of the Lord and have perfect realization of transcendental knowledge are not bewildered. So that's why Lakshmi Devi is actually giving us this right knowledge that we should take shelter of that real husband, that real Purusha, that supreme personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. Only He can protect us, He can give us a shelter. You know, even Prahlad Maharaj, when he takes shelter of supreme personality Godhead, he also prays this: Balasya neha sharanam pitaro narsimha nartasya chagata mudanvati majjatau nau taptasya tat pratividir yadhyanjasteshtas tavad vidot tavad vibhot anubratam tadupekshitanam. So he is saying that children are going and taking shelter of their parents. How long parents can protect their children? And then if somebody is diseased and then he goes to doctor to get the medicine, so how long the medicine can protect, or the doctor can protect? And somebody is actually moving in a ocean or in a water body and he is thinking that this boat or a ship will protect me, how long that boat and ship can protect? If something happens, then none of these can actually protect. So he says, O Lord, if the embodied souls are neglecting you, or you are neglecting someone, then there is no scope for them to get, you know, to get protected from this, from the cycle of birth and death. So therefore, so one has to certainly take shelter of you, because you are the only real shelter. So this is how, you know, we see many, many places. Even Rishabhdev, when he is actually instructing his sons, he is saying that we should actually try to take shelter of the Supreme Lord. Because He is the only one who can protect us. Otherwise, our goal of life should be to get access to the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, we'll just wasting our life and we will be, he says that it's like leading a blind man to a dark well. If somebody is not having a perfect knowledge, then this person is actually, and he's trying to be a leader, then he is actually dragging them to that blind well. So similarly, he is saying that we should ourselves be perfectly aware of the transcendental knowledge, and only then we can guide the subordinates. That's why it's mentioned there: Guru na sasyat, swajano na sasyat, pita na sasyat, janani na sasyat, daivam na tasyan, na patisya sasyat, na mochayat yas samapet mrityum. So basically, we cannot become a guru, we cannot become a relative or a father or a mother or a husband if we can't deliver someone from this cycle of birth and death. That's why it's important that we ourselves first make our life perfect, and then we can guide someone who has come to take shelter of us. Then how we can make our life perfect? Only if we take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Without taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we are like paupers who are trying to struggle in this ocean of birth and death. So, so we have to understand that we are servants of the Supreme Lord. Gopi Bhartur Pada Kamalayor Dasa Dasa Nudasa. When we remember that we are the servants of the Supreme Lord, only then, with that mood, we can actually become an instrument of compassion of the Supreme Lord to guide others to take shelter of the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, we ourselves are drowning in the ocean, and how we can help others to come out of the come out of the water. So basically we see Supreme Personality of Godhead is like a tree. He always wants to give shelter. Like tree is always giving shelter. Tree is always giving shade. But tree is standing there and always giving shade to everyone. But if we don't go and stand beneath the tree, we won't get the shade. So similarly, Lord is always standing there to give us shelter. So we should go and take shelter of that shade of the Supreme Lord. Sometimes what happens is, the cloud is actually covering the sun, and we feel that, okay, there is no scorching heat, and we don't go and take, we just neglect that. There are so many trees, we just neglect the trees. We don't feel the importance of the tree because there is no scorching heat, because the clouds have covered the sun. So, it's not that clouds have covered the sun means that means it's just a temporary phase. Once the cloud moves away, then again we are exposed to the sun, scorching sun. So similarly, we should understand that it's not that only during crisis we have to go and take shelter of the Supreme Lord. Every time, day in and day out, we have to go and take shelter of the Supreme Lord. That's what these great souls are showing by their own examples, that how we have to go and take shelter of the Supreme Lord. Kunti Maharani prays that, Vipada santuta sasva tatra tatra jagat guru bhavato darshanam yasyat apunar bhava darshanam. She prays that, let me get the calamity, because if calamity doesn't come, then what happens is I become lax, I become complacent. So let the calamities come upon me again and again so that I turn towards you and take shelter of your lotus feet. So that's what, these great souls are praying. And we see even in case of Rukmini Devi. So Rukmini Devi was actually in 10th canto, 60th chapter, when Krishna starts teasing Rukmini Devi. She says that I am not a perfect fit. You should have actually married to Jarasan. No, Shishupal. So, but you have mistakenly chosen me. That's why I don't have anything. And person who takes shelter of me, they also don't have anything. So like that, he is teasing her. And suddenly Rukmini Devi faints. And Krishna, he manifests his four hands and, protects Rukmini Devi. And then he says that, I was just teasing you. Why have you taken me so seriously? I was just teasing you. Then when she composes herself, she understands, okay, my Lord was actually teasing me. She composes herself. And then she says that actually, great sages who glorify you always, they know that you are the Supreme Soul, you are the protector of the three worlds, and that's why they always take shelter of you. So I chose you as my husband, rejecting Brahma, Shiva, and the rulers of heaven. Because all these great souls, great names that I am taking, they are all frustrated by force of your time. So that's why I have taken shelter of you. So everyone like me should take shelter of you. That's what she is saying. So those who don't take shelter of Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are actually ruined. And we see many examples like this. So even when Parikshit Maharaj was asking many questions to Sukha Maharshi, so in second canto he asked many questions. So at that time, Sukha Maharshi actually, he prays to Supreme Lord to give him right words, right knowledge, to actually enlighten Parikshit Maharaj. At that time he says that, Shriyapatir, Yagyapatir, Prajapatir, Diyampatir, Lokapatir, Dharapatir, Patir Gatis Chandaka Vrishni Satvatam Prasidatame Bhagavan Satampati. He said, Lord, you are the real husband. You are actually everything actually. Shriya Patir, Yagya Patir, Prajapatir, everything. You are Pati of everyone. So you are also Pati of all the devotees. So Pati of devotees, in the sense, devotees means it's male and female, everyone. So he said, you are the person. So everyone actually should turn towards you and take shelter of you. Even when Uttara's garbha was attacked by Ashwatthama's Brahmastra, she turned towards Krishna and said, Pahi Pahi Mahayogin Deva Deva Jagatpate. Oh Lord, you are the only person who can protect me. Nanyatvad Abhayam Pashya Yatra Mrityu Parasparam. When Mrityu is very nearby, I don't see anyone else other than you who can protect me. So we don't know when Mrityu is going to come towards. Parikshit Maharaj was actually so fortunate that he knew that Mrityu is coming in 7 days. And we don't know when Mrityu is coming for us. So in that case, every moment, every second, we should be taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, even in Gopis, they pray that Patisutan Vaya Bhratr Bandhanvan Ati Vilangyate Achyuta Gata Gati Vidastavod Gita Mohita Ketava Yoshita Kastya Jainishi. So, in Ras Leela, Krishna was playing his flute near the banks of Yamuna, under banyan tree, and he was playing his flute, attracting all the gopis. So gopis came running. They rejected all their husbands, their children, their brothers, their relatives, everyone, and came to Krishna. And Krishna said, why have you come here in the middle of night? Go back. So they said, Are, we have rejected everyone just to come and take shelter of. We don't want anyone else. We just want you. And you are not just saying us, go back. So they say that, they tell a story. They say that, just imagine a woman, her husband is, she is very dear to her husband. She is very carefully serving her husband for a long time. And suddenly one day her husband wants to go somewhere outside for a long period of time. And then when she is, when her husband is going, she is saying, how can I live without you? You are my heart and soul, you are my life. How can I live without you? Then husband, what he does is, he makes a sculpture out of his own image and gives it to her, says that, you keep this image and you serve him every day in and day out so that you will always never, you will never forget me. Okay. So like that, so okay, she listens to her husband and she starts serving that sculpture every day. Every day she wakes that sculpture, that image or effigy of her husband, bathes him, brushes him, puts cloth on him, takes nice care of that effigy. And then, one fine day when she was about to feed that statue, suddenly there is a knock on the door. And she opens to a surprise that her husband, real husband, has come. Will she say that, okay, let me feed this image and then I'll take care of you? No. She will reject that sculpture and then she will go and serve her real husband. So that's what these gopis are saying. The husbands and the relatives of this material world are like the sculptures of the statues of this material world. You are the real husband. So we have come to you to take shelter of you. So when you have come, so why should we take even bother about these people? Because you are our real husband. So that's how, you know, these gopis are telling, and then Krishna is very happy with their answer and then they perform their leela. So this is how Krishna is a real shelter, real husband, and we should take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, in one of I was reading one Indradyumna Maharaj book, in that he was mentioning that when he was a small boy, His Holiness Indradyumna Swami Maharaj, when he was a small boy, at the age of 4, he got this spine problem, severe spine problem. And then his mother took him to the hospital and doctors were giving him medicine, but nothing was working. And his mother was crying to the doctor, why don't you fix this problem? What is happening? And then somehow after, and he was suffering like hell. He said that I used to have continuous fever for many days. And I was suffering. Suddenly, one day the medicine worked and I got cured of my disease. Then he was sipping. When he came out of the hospital, he said, I was a new person. I could understand that the lives will give such problems and I should be ready to face such problems. At the age of 4, he had got such real. He said, where should I go to? Where should I take shelter of? Who is the real person who can actually give me a shelter? He had this question in mind. And then he was continuing his life. And at the age of 8 or 10, he said that he had a very dear dog who was playing with all the neighborhoods. And suddenly when they were playing, a car hit the dog and the dog died. And they were seeing, and they immediately called the ice cream person who was actually traveling. He called the ice cream person, please, please help this dog. So he also couldn't do anything. The dog actually died in front of them. So he was thinking, what is happening actually? Even this person, this ice cream person couldn't help him. We couldn't help. No one could help, and this dog died in front of us. So he was saying, who can actually protect us actually? So he was imagining like this. And suddenly when he grew up, he had this, after this incident of this dog getting, a dog dying in front of him, he thought that from now on I am not going to take any meat. So he said, I will not take meat. So his father actually became furious, and he didn't provide him food for one whole day. So that night he was again thinking, what is happening? I am doing something good, but still I am not getting a proper shelter. My father is rejecting me. So he was saying, who can give me the real shelter? So like this his life was going on. And then one day when he grew up, he thought that this Vietnam War was going on. He said, I should go and protect my citizens. I know I should do something. So he joined the war, and the reality came upon him. He said, I could see that I have to kill so many people. So then he said that, okay, I'm not going to fight. He went to his commander-in-chief. He said, I'm not going to fight. When he said that I'm not going to fight, they put him in jail. They put him in prison. Because you have come for a war, and now you're suddenly you're saying you're not going to fight. They put him in jail for some time. Then at that time, I was thinking, what is this? I'm trying to do something good again. And all bad things are happening to good people. So he was thinking like this, and he just said, he was thinking, who can give me real shelter? So like this it was going on. Then one day he was moving around a museum. There was a museum, and that there were like, it was a museum prominently for depicting India's culture. So there he saw one picture where Krishna's picture was there with the gopis, and below the title was written Krishna with milkmaid women. It's like there something was written. So he said, who is Krishna and who is this milkmaid women? So he wanted to get answer. He was searching nearby, who can tell me, who can give me the answer for this? He was searching nearby. Then suddenly the security guard came and said that we are closing the museum. Please vacate the museum. So he came out. He came out and he saw there was a tall, heighted, saffron-robed monk who was actually talking something to different people in the parking area. So he thought that, okay, let me go and listen to him. Many people are listening to him. Let me go and listen to him. What is he saying? So he went there, and then he heard that personality saying that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. He is the real shelter. He is the real husband who can protect us from the cycle of birth and death. And these milkmaid women are actually gopis who are very dear to him, who have taken complete shelter of him. Because of which you see that these women are blissful and enjoying with Krishna. So similarly, if we want to take shelter, the real shelter is this Krishna. So when he said that, immediately, Indradyumna Maharaj was a young boy and he was listening to this. And immediately he said, that's it, I got the answer. He screamed, that's it, I got the answer. And the neighboring people were thinking, why is he screaming like this? Everyone was looking at him. Then he composed himself and he went to that person. He said, I want to know more about this Krishna. I want to know more about this personality. Then he asked him, what's your name? And he said, I am Vishnu Jana Swami. And then he got introduced to Krishna consciousness. And then Maharaj says that this is how I got introduced to Krishna consciousness, and I found the real shelter. So, and then many wonderful things happened in my life. He continues like many wonderful things which I can't just go on because so many things happened. And similarly, we can also see in our own life, so many wonderful things have happened after we took to Krishna consciousness. So that's why, you know, here in this chapter also, Lakshmi Devi, in this section, Lakshmi Devi is actually saying that our real shelter is that Supreme Lord Krishna. So we have to go and take shelter of that Supreme Lord Krishna. Only He can protect us. He can take us out of this samsara, this cycle of birth and death. And then we can rejoin Him in the spiritual world and attain the real happiness, real peace. So that's what I have some thoughts on this. Hare Krishna. If anyone has any questions, you can ask, or any comments, or any corrections. Okay. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anantakoti Vaishnavrinda ki jai.